Daybreak, presented by Hannah Murray.
Good morning. With us in the studio now, we have Chris and Gabby, who are currently preparing themselves for a five-year around-the-world bike ride. It'll take them across all seven continents and through some of the harshest conditions on Earth. They're going to be setting off from the Nightingale Centre at the Withenshaw Hospital, which is home to the Prevent Breast Cancer charity, the charity they're going to be raising money for. They leave on the 9th of July, and this is a very personal project for them, having lost two close friends to cancer in recent years. And Gabby was also diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer in spring last year and is currently undergoing chemotherapy. It is great to meet you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I have to ask, first of all, how are you, Gabby? How's it all going?
I'm really well, thank you, yeah. I've just come back from Christie's on Monday from one of my treatments, so yeah, all's going good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Great stuff. And this isn't the first time you've done an epic bike ride, is it?
No. A couple of years ago, we cycled Southeast Asia. We did a 5,000-kilometre tour of the whole of Southeast Asia. And then we cycled from the UK to Malaga shortly after getting back from Southeast Asia.
Wow. So you've been cycling for years?
Yeah.
Okay. And what got you into cycling?
I'm not sure, really. I've always liked cycling, and I just took it up as more of a regular hobby, really.
Yeah.
It just went from one extreme to the other, really.
I was going to say, I mean, there's lots of people who must enjoy cycling. How do you go from enjoying a bit of a bike ride to cycling across continents?
I think it just gets a bit addictive, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think you get fed up of just cycling a loop, and then we did the Southeast Asia tour, didn't we? And we were like, oh, we like this because you can keep going, keep cycling, and that's what we want to do now.
And how much planning do you need to do beforehand when you're taking on such a big journey?
Quite a lot. It's more the planning's more with things like the visas and, you know, and
The route, making sure you can get across each country,
right?
Because some places you've only got 30 days. So, and finding out which are the borders, that's the hard part of it, the cycling.
Yeah. And do you know before you go, do you know pretty much which roads you're going to go on?
You have a rough route, but we never tend to stick to it because everything always changes. So you don't really know where you are from. You know the next 2 days ahead of you, roughly.
Yeah.
And then anything can happen, really. And I think that's the fun of it, really, is not knowing what's ahead on your journey.
And presumably, unlike if you were flying and travelling in a sort of normal capacity, as you're cycling, you don't want to be carrying much stuff with you, do you?
So we try not to, but Gabriella likes to carry lots of things with her.
I get a bit carried away. I think, oh, I need a table. I need some chairs. And
table.
Then I forget how I'm going to carry it on my bike. And then I say to Chris, oh, I've got 5 years. This is my home, so I need all my home comforts in my tent.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
So, no, but we do have to.
We do carry a lot.
Carry light.
It weighs roughly 55 kilo. Your bike with your kit on the bike. But
okay. So do you have a backpack on you, or is it all attached to the bike?
All on the bike. It's all panniers on the bike.
Okay. So you have to be careful with balance.
Weight. Yeah. You do have to spread the load out a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So taking on a trip like this, 5 years. That must be a lot harder to plan than something that's only going to take a couple of months. Do you really know where you're going to be in, 4 years' time?
Yeah, roughly, yeah. Yeah,
we've worked out the route and when we're going to be in countries, so we do know where we're going to be.
That's amazing.
We're going to average about 1,000 mile a month.
Okay.
So in kilometres, we're going to be averaging roughly about 500 kilometres a week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and that's basing it on having a one day off a week.
So has anyone ever done anything like this before with the seven continents?
No one's ever completed the seven continents by bicycle.
Really?
No.
So you could break a world record.
That's the plan. We've applied
to the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting to hear back.
Oh, exciting stuff! So what is some of the harshest conditions that you're going to face then? What are you most nervous about?
I wouldn't say we're nervous about it. The harshest conditions are, I suppose, when we did Southeast Asia, I think the hardest part there was in, it was in Burma. It was purely the mountain ranges. There was no roads. It was virtually impassable. So you weren't actually cycling. You were actually pushing your bike up steep mountain passes. And I suppose the weather's a concern in certain countries, because, for instance, Mongolia, it can get extremely cold there. Canada. Because it's difficult to cycle through certain countries at the right time of year, because we're doing a world tour, we can't just pick all the warmest or, you know, summer climates.
So is cold weather, harsh cold weather, worse than extreme heat then?
They're probably both as bad as each other, aren't they?
Yeah, because when we were in Southeast Asia, the heat was tremendous, was it? When you're in the tent, I felt like I was suffocating.
Oh,
so I thought I'd go out of my tent and get some fresh, cool air, but there isn't any. So I did start to panic and thought, right, no, I need to breathe slowly. But yeah, the heat can be as bad.
I imagine. And if you're cycling uphill and everything, you're hot anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
So having that extra heat must be really tough.
It's true. You're up at the crack of dawn anyway, because you're in a tent. So and that's the best time to cycle, is early morning or late at night, really.
So how much prep and training? You've obviously been cycling for years. So how much extra prep and training can you do for a trip like this?
For me at the moment, it's because I've been through chemo and all last year I didn't do much cycling. So now I'm just getting back into my normal training, doing some running, Keep Fit classes and getting out on my bike to know that I can still do the miles. So that's why I'm in Spain, just because of the weather, the sun.
Yeah.
So I can get out and just just training, just keeping fit.
So it's not all about cycling then, it's doing other things as well.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to be on my bike for 5 years. I don't want to be cycling every day, lots of miles.
So what kind of preparation do you need to do in terms of getting the bike ready? Surely that the type of bike that you have must be key.
Yeah.
What sort of bike do you need for a trip like this?
Well, something strong. Like I cycle, it's actually called a Van Nicolas. It's a titanium bike, so it's very lightweight, but it's one of the strongest frames that you can use, really. You're riding a Ridgeback, aren't you, which is a steel frame bike.
You've got to have the thick tyres, haven't you, rather than the road bike tyres. Proper touring bikes.
Yeah.
And then you've got your pannier racks on. So you've got panniers on the front and on the back.
Gosh. Yeah. So I know you're going back to the UK. Is it once a month for
every
treatment at the moment?
Every three weeks. Back, yes.
And do you know when that's likely to stop?
My last treatment is on June the 25th. And then it gives me 2 weeks, I think, before we set off on this world tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you've timed it perfectly. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, great. So how much cycling are you planning to do each day, do you think, then? Roughly how many hours?
It depends where we are. If on the terrain, if you're in, like, mileage per day, it's difficult. We're going to average approximately 500 kilometres a week. So some days, if it's mountainous terrain, will be less because you're going to be a constant climb. If you're in an area and it's just flat roads, you'll probably be doing 60, 70 miles in a day.
And if you've done a lot of climbing uphill, how much fun is it when you turn the corner and then it's a downhill?
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Just put your legs out and go, woo, yeah.
Oh, I bet that must be amazing. I mean, I think it's incredible how cyclists get up some of these hills. I mean, we have them around Spain, as you've obviously noticed, and I guess training. When you're even driving up these hills can be tough, and when you see cyclists, it's mesmerising how they do it.
I actually enjoy cycling uphill.
Really?
Yeah, it's just good fun, trying to get up there, and especially with all your kit on. Yeah, it's good fun.
Is it not ever that tough that you have to get out and push because the hill is just so steep and you're tired?
Normally, when we're normally cycling, if we're not touring, then we'd never,
No, because that's your challenge, that nobody's allowed to get off uphill. You've got to get to that top without getting off your bike, or you've failed.
But when you are on your bike with all your equipment on there, sometimes it's
impossible.
Or you could damage your bike. It's just that steep.
Right.
You know, it's pointless trying. You know, you could actually sometimes walk as fast as you're cycling anyway. So you would push. Push up the hill,
So much respect for you guys, honestly. Amazing. So you are looking for donations and sponsors for this trip, aren't you? Because you fund all this yourself.
Yeah, we're self-funding the whole trip ourselves. So any donations or a sponsor, you know, every penny goes direct to our charity, Prevent Breast Cancer.
Great. So there's a website that has all your information on, and people can follow your journey as well. You're doing videos and pictures and things like that.
Yeah, you can follow our journey. We've also got a live tracker, won't we, while we're away? Yeah. Satellite tracker that tracks our every move. So we can't get away with anything. So you can follow us on our website, which is chrisandgabsworldcyclingtour.com.
chrisandgabsworldcyclingtour.com. And have you got lots of family and friends in the UK who are supporting you and going to be following your journey?
Yeah, we'll have lots of followers.
We've got a lot of followers from Prevent Breast Cancer there behind us, and we're having a big send-off from the Nightingale Centre.
Wonderful. Is that where you go back to?
I go back to, I go and see my consultant at the Nightingale Centre, the lovely James Harvey. But I have my treatment at the moment at the Christie Hospital, which is in Manchester.
Okay. And they're all good there?
Brilliant. Yeah, really lovely people. That's why I'm so passionate about Prevent Breast Cancer, because they've helped me so much. And the scientists, everybody, trying to find cures, or that's what Prevent Breast Cancer do. They're trying to prevent and predict people so that they can eliminate breast cancer in the future, because I wouldn't want anybody to go through what I've been through. So that's why I'm good at cycling, so I want to be able to raise money for Prevent Breast Cancer, because they are the only UK breast cancer charity
That are focused on prediction and prevention of breast cancer, the only ones in the UK.
That's a great angle, isn't it? It's a unique way of doing it, and as you say, if you can prevent it happening in the first place, that's better than a cure, isn't it, really?
I think they're trying to find, like, the genes, isn't it, the faulty genes that people might have, and then they can say, right, we know you're going to get breast cancer, so we have now got a treatment or new screening and mammograms to help you.
And that's our goal, isn't it? It's to promote breast awareness and to emphasise the need for appropriate screening and early detection, and also promote a healthy lifestyle for both men and women.
So when we cycle around Europe, I'm going to each cancer society and talk about my story, and to tell people to go and get screened and beware of your breasts, you know, because I kind of left it a little bit too late.
Right.
So I was lucky, but if I'd gone sooner for a mammogram instead of going, oh, it's not going to happen to me, I wouldn't have had to probably go through what I've gone through.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, Chris and Gab's worldcyclingtour.com is the website. And is there a website for this Prevent Breast Cancer charity?
Yeah, you'll see that the link to the website is on our website. Okay. And also for donations, there's a Just Giving page, which is, again, or you can go on Just Giving anyway and just type our tour name in, which is Chris and Gab's World Cycling Tour, as the website.
Thank you so much for coming in, both of you. It's great to meet you both, and well done. I know you haven't done it yet, but I know you're going to.
We're just so excited to get started.
Oh, I bet. Do keep in touch with us. We're looking forward to following your progress and cheering you on the whole way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.